Sean O'Driscoll, a ninth away win of the season. Second half performance was the key, wasn't it?
Yeah, I just thought we got a little anxious in the first half. I said to them, you know, I know you want to win. I know you want to, you know, you want to sort of get the 3 points, but, you know, don't get too anxious with things. You know, it'll come. Just relax a little bit. If somebody makes a mistake, which is, you know, that's the only inevitability in football. People make mistakes. You know, we don't want a second one or a third one because you get a bit frantic. So half-time was really good for us, and we just wanted to try and make their back four defend a little bit more. Because we got in good positions and didn't really make them, you know, make them have to do anything. So sort of second half we did that, and we were quite comfortable really. Even at 0-0, I thought we were quite comfortable. To go 2-0 up was great, and then credit to them, they got nothing to lose, and the boy pops up with a good goal, which I think we're disappointed with because we'd like a clean sheet. But no, and I thought we managed the final part of the game well. You know, so it looks like we've learned from the Blackpool where, you know, we're charging up to get the second goal, and really we've won the game 1-0 in the 92nd minute. So I think that's a good sign that they're learning.
Some real quality about the two goals as well. I mean, Sam has taken his very well, and the short corner and the skill of Romain to tee up the second. I mean, those are the moments of quality you need at that end of the table.
Yeah, I mean, the short corner pleases me because I've been banging on in terms of trying to do something different in corners, and the fact that they tried it, yeah, really pleased, you know. Romain's got that creativity streak in him. It was great that, you know, we got a full-back forward into the box and got a lucky deflection off his right foot, and so I'm really pleased.
Would it have been easy to have excuses today because you've had that tough experience at Reading at the weekend? Doncaster hadn't had a game since last Tuesday. It doesn't seem that this squad are interested in excuses.
No, I think we've tried to develop a little bit of a mean streak in them, you know. I think they've realised now that teams, they're no longer plucky Walsall, and haven't Walsall done well, and I think their people are then taking us seriously. And, you know, I spoke to the Reading people afterwards, and, you know, they'd watched probably the last four or five games that we played and really done their homework. So that's credit to the players, and I think they've got to take that in their stride. You know, they're not really going to come up against a team that hasn't looked at them and go, well, you know, we need to counteract what they're good at. So the last two games have been a really good measure for us.
Just finally, Sean, as the manager of this club with these players, how good was it that the club held firm, that in the transfer window there wasn't going to be any business going out of the door? How important was that to you?
Well, I think I think the message got across. I think, you know, in times past, I think people have seen Walsall as a little bit of a easy target. You know, if you offer them something, they'll take it because they need the money. So that was really nice, that, and that'll stand them in good stead, you know, for when, you know, we have got talented players, and nobody minds them going on and doing better in their careers. But, you know, the going rate in football is the going rate, and you know, if that happens, that happens. But no, pleased for the chairman. You know, he's been through he's had this before, and was adamant that nobody was going to go.